Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Something unexpected happened Tuesday at the City of Sanford's event naming February 9th Historic Goldsboro Day and unveiling a commemorative quilt made by Goldsboro community elders. First, understand that Goldsboro is now part of Sanford, but started life in 1891 as one of the first black incorporated townships and thrived until 1911 when Sanford City lawmakers took steps to dissolve the city's charter and make off with its independence, wealth, and identity. All these years later, the commemorative quilt and its permanent place inside City Hall is the first big step of Sanford's Race, Equality, Equity, and Inclusion Committee in a project called Pathways to Reconciliation. So Tuesday's outdoor event was packed. And also windy. Speakers struggled to be heard over the capacity crowd, passing planes, and gusts banging the city's flag rigging against the flagpole. But those sounds couldn't drown out quilter Charlotte Carter.
We hope that the purpose of this quilt, the thread that will bind and heal our community, goes forth and be a reminder to the community, our children, and our grandchildren what Goldsboro once was and still is.
All right.
It's a community of pride.
Descendants of Goldsboro's founder, William Clark, flew in for the occasion as well, with Beatrice Clark Haynes addressing the crowd.
I stand before you with pride to be a part of the legacy of Mr. William Clark, also known as Papa Clark, a man who had a vision in 1891, which was only 26 years past the abolishment of slavery.
Sanford Mayor Art Woodruff took the stage to read the historic Goldsboro Day proclamation, which includes a formal apology and acknowledgement of wrongs, and it was then that the audience learned something new. Mayor Woodruff is the great-grandson of a man named D.L. Thrasher, who was Sanford's mayor in 1911 and helped dissolve Goldsboro's charter. And so it was that the descendants of Goldsboro's founder were present to receive an apology from the descendant of the mayor who helped annex it. REEI co-chair Barbara Coleman Foster struggled with emotion as she emphasized that circumstance to the crowd.
I don't know if you all really understand the significance of having Mayor Woodruff, whose grandfather was instrumental in revoking the charter of Goldsboro, present with descendants of Mr. William Clark here tonight to recognize the commemorative Goldsboro quilt. I just don't know if you recognize how important and meaningful that is. There's no way we could have orchestrated for this to happen. It was meant to be.
When I spoke to Mayor Woodruff, he focused on the quilt unveiling and the work of unifying the community. He was uncomfortable making it about himself, he said, but he humored me and answered my questions.
You know, my family's been in Sanford for a very long time. They arrived in 1844, and I knew that my great-grandfather, Frank Woodruff, had been the mayor of the city of Sanford for a number of terms. He served in some other capacities, too, and his history I knew pretty well. This past summer when we were talking about doing the quilt and we were working on the proclamation and I started doing some research, I discovered that another great-grandfather of mine, D.L. Thrasher, had also been mayor of Sanford. And I discovered that he was the mayor of Sanford in 1911 when the city passed the resolution asking the state to revoke the charter of Goldsboro. So that was quite a surprise to me. You know, it made the whole thing a little more personal. You know, and I've been doing a little bit more research, trying to look into the details of it, what actually led up to it, and to try to figure out the whole story.
So you were already working on the proclamation,
mm-hmm.
the official apology and the recognition of wrongdoing to Goldsboro,
mm-hmm.
before you found out that your ancestor was the mayor at that time.
Right. I mean, we'd been working with the REI committee for several years, you know, working towards what they're calling pathways to reconciliation and deciding what the first thing was going to look like. And so they had come up with the idea of the quilt and, you know, we would do the proclamation. And I happened to ask him, I said, well, you know, has this city ever actually apologized for this? And was told, no, that had never happened. And so I was like, well, that's something we should do. That's going to be part of this. And it was after that that I started doing, you know, I want to look into what were the details of how this happened. And that's when I found out about it.
Genuinely extraordinary. So tell me how this changed this process for you personally.
I'm not sure it really changed the process. I mean, it certainly made it more meaningful, I think, made get a greater connection. My first thought was, you know, how do I get up there and do this, you know, to start with? I spoke with the city manager, let them know. Once I confirmed this, I actually went back and, you know, pulled minutes from 1911 to confirm this, because, you know, I had never heard this about Mike, you know, that he had been in office at that time. I met with the REI committee. I wanted to let them know in advance. I met with the quilters so that they would know. I didn't want this to be a surprise or a shock that day. And really the feedback was, wow, this, you know, it just shows another connection and how everyone in Sanford is really connected to the history.
How was it for you to meet the descendants of William Clark?
That was quite meaningful, I think. I did not know that they were going to be there until I think a day or two ahead of time. I thought, what are the odds that descendants of the founder of the city and the descendant of one of the people who worked to get the charter revoked are going to be at the same place at the same time 100 years later?
What are the chances is an excellent question. Mm-hmm. In the times that we are currently living through, it seems that there is something especially profound about not just an apology, but descendants to descendants being able to unify.
That's one of the things that's been good about Sanford all along and is becoming better about Sanford and is really what the REI committee has been about, is connecting people. We've always been connected, but, you know, we need to sit and talk with each other. We need to know each other. You know, we've experienced things from two different points of view, but we've experienced the same things. So bringing us together that way has been very powerful.
I'm really stuck on how that recognition, how that discovery must have felt for you and sharing it with the people around you so that it wasn't a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's no small amount to carry.
Well, and, you know, it was my great grandfather. It wasn't me.
Right. Of course.
It was at that time. It's not now.
Yes.
But the realization of the connection and that I'm in the position to do something about it now, I think was meaningful to me, that this was something that one of my ancestors did and I'm trying to write that.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of the quilters or any of the people who shared their stories for the quilt?
Just a little bit. I did go and meet with them. They, you know, early on when they were just starting to put things together and, you know, they shared their idea behind the quilt. I talked to them about, you know, what I had found out about my great grandfather. You know, and I think it was Charlotte Carter, one of the quilters, whose, you know, first response was, that's really, it really connects you to what we're doing. And so it's, you know, it's, I'm not really sure how to say it. It's not some overwhelming struggle I've been through, but it's something that, you know, has sort of gnawed at me a little bit, worried me a little bit. That really did not hit home until I was writing out what I was actually going to say. But, you know, it was the right thing to do. Oh, and that's how everybody has seen it so far.
It sounds like the response was overwhelmingly positive. Even when you shared it, you chose to go ahead and share that publicly.
Right. I didn't feel like I could do that proclamation without sharing what I knew. I also could not think of a time that would be appropriate to do it, except for when I was doing the proclamation.
You mentioned the theme of the quilt. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's sort of a then and now. It's like, what was Goldsboro originally, 1911? What stores were there? What were in the buildings? And what's there now? Which buildings are still there? What's in those buildings now? To give sort of a both a historic perspective, but also to celebrate the businesses that are there.
What do you see for the future of Sanford and of Goldsboro together?
I hope we continue to get past some of the hurt and the anger. I mean, there's definitely, and I have been able to feel that and see that in over the years speaking with people in Goldsboro. I hope this helps us move past that. There's a lot of good things going on in Goldsboro right now, and I think that'll continue. I think the fact that we have made this statement sort of commits us to continuing to do things, not just in Goldsboro, but that we're going to do things for the entire city.
The event ended with the song, If I Could Help Someone, sung by Bertha Gant. That was Sanford Mayor Art Woodruff. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight. In vain.